country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on the last day of February 28, 2023. I'm James Kelso, and we'll be together for 1 hour, as we are customarily, from Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, a live program in which you can participate at this phone number, 512-248-8252. There you go. And off we go. This is Tuesday. Yes, it's Tuesday. And big week coming up. Big week just passed. Big week coming up. And so we'll try to touch upon the major fronts of activity. Ukraine, World War III, whether you'll still be alive tomorrow. I consider that a topic of interest. The scamdemic 1984, COVID-1984. I'm going to talk about that a little bit tonight. One of the listeners to the show called me up with an amazing survey done by two organizations, actually, the Kaiser Health Foundation and another one done by Gallup. It talks about percentage of vaccination, Democrat versus Republican. You'll find that interesting and encouraging. Let's see. And we'll get into other interesting items. The January 6th, there's a very interesting item today. Let me move this over here. Let me see where I put my notes on January 6th. The interesting item that came up on January 6th today is that Kevin McCarthy looks like he done let us down. Not looking good right now. Kevin can redeem himself in the next few days. But the summary of that news, the January 6th news, is, remember, it was very, very encouraging when we all learned that Kevin McCarthy had made available all 44,000 hours of January 6th video, which has been kept under lock and key by Nancy Pelosi and the communists. Kevin McCarthy, now being the Speaker of the House, has access to all of it. He hasn't released it. Our demand is that you release it, Kevin. Well, an encouraging sign was we were told he had released it, all of it, to Tucker Carlson. Well, now today we learn, not so fast. There are very important strings attached by Kevin McCarthy, and we want those strings removed, Kevin, baby. Number one, Tucker Carlson and his staff can only view this video in a special room in the Capitol. They can't take it out of the Capitol. A. B, they can't copy any of it, none of it. And C, they can't rebroadcast it to, the dumb bunnies, the stupids. Oh, that's us. Oh, we're just the taxpayers. We're just people. We're just the people that pay for the whole damn thing, including your salary, Kevin McCarthy. Please don't convince us you're a POS. So we want this stuff released We want to see the murders of patriots by Capitol Police on January 6th. We want to hear the conniving among the Capitol Police to instigate a disturbance. And that exists. That audio, I've already heard a little bit that somehow has managed to get out. But we want, here's what we want. 44,000 hours is a lot of stuff to go through. So, ergo, what? Well, you need at least 1,000 people going through it. At least. You need millions of people combing through it. And only with that method will you then turn up the gems. So if hundreds of people like Tucker Carlson are watching thousands of hours, they will find those moments where somebody says, hey, we've got to provoke a disturbance. Hey, shoot some flashbangs on those people, those peaceful people over there. Shoot some flashbangs in their faces and get them all angry. And that actually exists. Video of that exists. But it needs then to be viewed by thousands of people, millions of people, so that the gems are found. See, here's the principle, and Kevin McCarthy is guilty of this right here. You can turn over. What if the president of the United States turned over all intelligence data, everything, every file in the entire, mountain of data was turned over to you personally? What could you do with it? And you were given, not forever to go through it, but you were given, some amount of time to go through it. Well, what could you do? Let's say that data comprised, 100 billion hours of reading, viewing, and document presentation. 100 billion hours. Well, in the next 24 hours, how many of the 100 billion hours could you go through? Or in the next 3 days, 72 hours, how many could you go through in 72 hours? Well, you probably need to sleep. You need to eat. Go to a job. Take care of your children. So the point is this: in 100 hours, you could go through maybe, hell for leather, you could go through 40 hours of the billion hours or the 100 billion you were given. The point being, you didn't see anything. You didn't scratch the surface. It's a way of hiding things in plain sight. So if Kevin McCarthy releases the whole thing, so-called, to Tucker Carlson, now Kevin McCarthy's off the hook as not being a rhino. This is our fear. It's the rhino fear. Don't make us think you're a rhino, Kevin. Because if you're a rhino, we'll offload you. We don't need a rhino Speaker of the House. There is no reason to withhold any. Oh, by the way, what are some of these rhinos saying? They're saying, well, we have to be careful with this 44,000 hours, because we don't want to inadvertently reveal escape routes. Oh, please. Release escape routes. Which rhino came up with that? As if we're interested in, the public's interested in escape routes for Congress. Like, these people must really think highly of themselves. What if the public finds out our escape route? Now, you can just presume they're in a building, right? And the building has tunnels. We all know that. That's not a secret. The tunnels are their escape route. Duh. It's not on Beam Me Up, Scotty. It's not, above the Capitol, it's below the Capitol, which means tunnels. So they go down to tunnels and they go off in their special. They probably have billions of dollars worth of special subway or cars that take them to some secret bomb, nuclear bomb-proof structure, which the location of which we'll never know, and who wants to know it. The point is, no one's going to. So seeing people going up and down the stairs or walking between the velvet ropes in the rotunda, this somehow reveals your escape routes, you worthless political cruds. Don't worry, you're safe. Nobody wants to know your escape route, and nobody wants to overrun the Capitol. There never was any such thing on the right. There never was an insurrection. There was a Fedsurrection. That's what the 44,000 hours of tape reveal. The Fedsurrectionists conspiring with each other and committing the Fedsurrection. If you fire a flashbang into a family of people, they're just standing there. A crowd of people that are waving their flags and cheering and chanting USA, USA. But when's the last time somebody fired a flashbang into your face? I've never seen a flashbang go off except in video. But it looks like it's a pretty explosive thing, and it looks like if it came anywhere near your face, it could easily cost you an eye or your life. So if you're just standing there and some Capitol police person, like the one that shot Ashley Babbitt, what's his name? I forget his name. Very forgettable guy. The guy that was honored with like the Congressional Medal of Honor for murdering Ashley Babbitt. If somebody fires a flashbang at you and let's say hits your wife standing next to you, are you going to be like kind of riled up, or are you going to remain cheerful and chanting USA? And no. But this is what they are doing. This was the FBI program to stage a riot with people like Ray Epps pushing people into the police, pushing, we have on video, Ray Epps pushing the Trump sign at the police as a battering ram, pushing people around him into that surge of people. We have him whispering to key people at the bicycle racks to remove them. He's obviously in close proximity to and mind of sight communication with the tower commander. Who's the tower commander, Christopher Wray? Who is that guy on top of a tower with a big, powerful bullhorn and bodyguards all around him who's been up there for the entire time pre-positioned, yelling at people down below, we need help inside. Move forward. Move forward. We need help inside. These are people down below who are, you know, in a pretty stressful situation, and a guy up above with a commanding voice and a bullhorn is saying, move forward. They need your help. Move forward. That's a setup, folks. That's a false flag. That's entrapment. And that's what was going on January 6th. And the communists in our government don't want anyone to know that. That's why they're keeping that's why they kept the video secret for 2 years. Kevin McCarthy, now you're doing the same thing. Kevin Pelosi, wake up. We will finger you as a clone of Nancy Pelosi immediately. If you don't release that video, all of it. Now, here's a beauty, folks. Another news item. Mike Lindell, as true blue a patriot as we're going to find, Mike Lindell is suing Kevin McCarthy for that video. He's saying, if you can release that to... Now, of course, Kevin McCarthy can release it to anybody. What's private about it? What's secret about it? Have you ever been watching your TV and a police car chase is... Or is broadcast on your TV? Wait a minute, isn't that a secret? Isn't that a national secret? To quote Christopher Wray, there's an ongoing investigation. I can't answer that question. I can't reveal anything about that. We have an ongoing investigation. Ask me some other question. What BS from these lying sacks of crap? The people in our government are lying sacks of crap, with very few exceptions. And it doesn't appear that Kevin McCarthy is one of them. Unless he releases all that video right away. And that's a test right there. If you don't release the video, Kevin, you're a piece of crap. You're just as good as Nancy Pelosi. Only you're better than Nancy Pelosi because you're more devastating, because you're inside our perimeter. You're inside the headquarters. So as a traitor, you are more devastating to our cause. Release that video now, Kevin McCarthy, California congressman, piece of garbage, person that denounced Donald Trump right after the January 6th Fedsurrection. So now you know my thoughts about Kevin McCarthy. Obviously not too excited by him. So those are some of the items we'll cover here tonight. We won't have enough time. If I open up another topic here, I'll just be able to less adequately cover this. So what do we talk about? COVID-1984. We talked about January 6th and the video. And the let's switch over now, jumping around. Let's go to COVID-1984. Interesting numbers have come out on how many people. Now, and by the way, let me say this to anybody out there. If you got vaccinated, hey, my heart's with you. You got screwed. And we've all been screwed one point or another in our life. We've all been screwed in a big way. And so it doesn't help to laugh at us. I've got plenty of things you could laugh at about me. So I'm not laughing at anybody out there that got screwed. There may be something you can do about it. If you follow up with Dr. Peter McCullough, he's got things that he recommends as a doctor, as one of the great, courageous doctors who understood that the whole thing was a scam. COVID-19 was a scam. The vaccine was a bioweapon, still is a bioweapon. They're still pushing it off on people. Can you believe this? If you sent your kid to Yale, he or she can't go to class unless they're vaccinated. This is an intellectual tower. This is a place where the Enlightenment values of Western civilization are upheld. Are you kidding? That sewer of a university? Get your kid out of there. Has to be vaccinated to go to class? Morons. So let's talk about vaccination. Interestingly, the countries with the smallest number of vaccine injuries are the countries with the smallest number of vaccination. And, well, that kind of follows from that one number. But my point being this: in Haiti, they don't give a rat's ass about the vaccine. They're not vaccinating themselves in Haiti. But they're not having these dire health consequences that in a country like a European country. Well, let's look at some of the numbers. It turns out that there's a tracker, vaccination tracker, the New York Times. They track all the countries. I'm going to rely on this. Of course, we know they're liars. We kind of know if their lips are moving, they're lying. They get a little bit of chance with any of their data, but let's go with it after this break. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home.
We're back, folks. Now let me share with you some bad news and some good news. Let's start with the good news. I already think I already got you riled up with some bad news. Here's the good news. Summarized very quickly. Democrats rushed out, rolled up their sleeve, and got vaccinated in huge numbers. The Republicans did not. We're more intelligent. We're more observant. And we don't trust the government. The Democrats, of course, do. They're morons. They trust the government implicitly. In fact, they worship the government. They don't just trust it. So this was a real dividing line. So in the surveys that were done by the Kaiser Health, another one by Gallup, here are the numbers they came up with. And this, I'm giving this to make you feel good, because I'm telling you, the vaccine injury does not look like something small. It looks like it will, and it does not look like something transitory and brief. It looks, the way it's looking, the injury is maybe is long, maybe lifelong. maybe that will be a shorter life. Lifelong might not mean that long. And so the Democrats lined up to get this. Here are the numbers. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, the percentage of Democrats who stuck their arm out was 90%. That's a big number. 90%. Okay, now what do you think the percentage of Republicans is? No, it's not 10%. I wish, and so do you. But it's a lot lower than 90. What do you think it is? Just your estimate of the Republicans and the patriots that you know, about how many of them have enough common sense to not let them stick a completely unidentified, untested, reputed to be dangerous injection into their tissue. Well, the number is 58% of Republicans went out and got the vaccination, according to the Kaiser family. So 90% Democrats, 58% Republicans. Those are the two most important numbers. There's a third number, of course, independents. Those who identified as independents, 68% of them. So as to be expected, an independent is half again smarter than a Democrat and half again dumber than a Republican. So they're right in between. 90% Democrat, 68% independent, and 58% Republican. Okay, now let's go to the Gallup poll. The Gallup poll came up with these numbers. I'm offering you this as maybe the only good news I'll have for you tonight. Well, I'll have a little good news at the end. The percentage of Democrats who got vaccinated, according to Gallup, oh, you'll love this, 92%. Ooh, 92%. If only it could have been 100. Republicans, this is good, 56%. I mean, we're getting into the realm there, the ballpark of a 2-to-1 ratio of intelligence, Democrats versus Republicans, and 68% independents, the same as the Kaiser result. And it's hard to keep that many numbers in your mind, so just think of it that way. You're talking 90% and up among Democrats, and you're talking 2/3 with Republicans. Think of it in that round fashion. That's hopeful. That means there are going to be a lot more healthy and alive Republicans 10 or 20 years from now as a result of that social calamity. And among the Democrats, here's another interesting statistic showing the stupidity of Democrats. Those Republicans who said they're definitely not going to get any damn vax is 23 in one poll and 40% in the other. So a large number of Republicans say, no, I'm definitely never, no, ain't going to happen. But among the Democrats, in one poll, 4%, and the other 3% said, no, I'm not going to get a vaccination. So that shows their stupidity. With all this evidence, they still don't get it. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, The truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh, heaven.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house, or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And the let me run down another list of numbers for you. And there's good news and bad news in here. We can make the breakdown between Democrat and Republican. That one turned out pretty well. How about the breakdown country by country? How do we fare there, us folks here in the United States? Well, turns out, according to the New York Times, and the only reason I'm going with their list is they have a large staff and they pay them a lot of money, and I don't see their clear interest in lying about these numbers, so let's just go with their numbers. In the United States, 80% of us have been vaccinated at least once. 80%. Oh, that's bad. 4 out of 5. Anyway, and the more vaccinations, you know, the more, according to the doctors who study this, like Peter McCullough and Robert Malone, more vaccinations means more injury. But now, are there some nations that are doing better than we are, where, you know, like if you're looking for a place to set up your, where you want to live, where they haven't gone mad? Well, here's some countries. How about Hungary? Only 66% have been vaccinated in Hungary. And that's not for lack of vaccine. Some of these African and South American nations, conditions are so primitive, at least in the African nations, that the low percentages don't actually alert us to common sense in that area. Hungary, 66%. That's much better than we did. How about this? Even better. Russia, 61%. Of course, they have complete access to any. They wanted to vaccinate. They've certainly got all the vaccine they want. 61%. How about Melania Trump's home country of Slovenia? 61%. I'm liking that. Also, by the way, Russia, only 14% had additional shots. Nice. They take the cup right there. How about even better, Croatia? 55% taking the shot with only 15% taking additionals. Serbia? 48%. Now you kind of get an idea why Bill Clinton wanted to bomb Belgrade. Can you believe that? We all lived through that. We saw that happen. The U.S. Air Force bombed Belgrade into the Middle Ages. Just carpet bombing citizens. Men, women, and children. And why was that? Bill Clinton, what was the reason again? Oh, no reason. I see. Just drop a lot of bombs, a lot of phosphorus bombs, light up Belgrade overnight like a Roman candle for no reason. And why did we stick our nose into that? They were having a dispute. It's been a long time, so my memory is fuzzy on the thing. But, you know, they were having yet another Serbian area dispute among a large number of different peoples there who have ethnic fights with each other all the time, forever and always. So we had to send in carpet bombing. So that what? So that Kosovo could be independent? How did that turn out? Not so good. Serbia, it turns out today, has a lot more common sense than the United States of America. Half the vaccination rate. Slovakia, doing better, even slightly, even than Serbia. 48% vaccination, 13% only got additional vaccines. Romania, even better, 42%. Moldova, 42%. And Bulgaria, maybe get a nice dasha there on the Black Sea shore in Bulgaria, 30%. So they're probably pretty healthy over there in Bulgaria, with only 11% getting additional vaccinations. Okay, that's a good list. How about the bad list? Oh, my goodness, at the top, Portugal. Ooh, ouch, 95% vaccination. What happened in Portugal? What kind of zombies did you turn into? 95%. Only 5% of the Portuguese people had basic common sense. And 69% of them went in. They enjoyed the first one so much they went in for more. Ouch. Closer to home. Very close to me right here. I don't know what. I haven't been up there since I was a teenager, but Canada's right just north of me. Canada, 92%. Vaccination. Ooh, that comports with their behavior towards the truckers who tried to make a trucker convoy, and they arrested them, confiscated their trucks, confiscated their bank accounts, canceled them. These are truck drivers. That's something even in America you couldn't get away with that. 92% of them lined up to get their clot shot. And, oh, even worse, 81% of them said, that was so good, give me another one. And then kept going. And the other horror stories, Spain, 87%, 50%, 56 repeaters. Australia, horrid. I always thought of Australia as, you know, the land down under with tough surfers that I admired, very independent. No. Forget about it, Kelso. 88% of them lined up to get their shots. 78% came back for more. It was so good. In New Zealand, the country of that communist Ardern that they elected to be their prime minister. What's her first name? Ardern. We'll go to the phones here in just a moment. But in New Zealand, I thought they were even more independent than the Aussies. Oh, the Kiwis are bad. 87% took the shot and 72% came back for more. Didn't you always think of Iceland as a place of great independence and, you know, just the Viking spirit? Oh, well, so much for that. 80% took the shot, 69% came back for more. Our score is 80% of us took the shot and 34% came back for more. Israel's about just as bad as we are. 74% took the shot, and it was so good that more repeaters in Israel, 64% came back for more. So there you go, the two ends of the spectrum there. I gave you the nations like Serbia and Slovakia and Slovenia, Russia, Hungary. Hungary, of course, the home of Viktor Orban, one of our heroes. So there you've got that. Let's go to our phones here, and we've got first up, we're going to go to James in Vancouver. James, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. And if I can quote George Herbert Walker Bush, no need to drop the bomb. Got about 5 years left.
Yeah. Well, how about to quote George Herbert Bush? I wish this quote were applicable at this moment. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Be down in Uruguay on my ranch, 100,000 acres.
Oh, that's right. The Bushes, this has been years, so my memory is fuzzy, but they bought up water rights and land rights down in places like Paraguay, like thousands and thousands
Uruguay.
Of acres.
Uruguay,
yeah. Uruguay, okay. Thousands
right.
of acres.
To do it.
Yeah.
Underground bunker.
Yeah, yeah.
Whole families there.
You know, I saw a picture of George Walker Bush, the junior. I saw a picture of him earlier today. And if he doesn't look demonic, there's a grin. You know, folks, I think we can see. I think all of us have an ability to see spiritual things. Not to get mystical on you. But I think when a really evil person presents him or herself to us, I think if we are using our vision, we can see it.
The old lady.
Yeah.
Isn't she was something. I'd look at her and I'd say, is that a man or is that a woman? Or go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And contrary, or, you know, on the other side of the coin, I think all of us have the ability to see virtue. And you all of you have that, you know, you've done that. You've seen some person, you go, my goodness, what an honest, I would trust this person with my life. I would trust my children with this person. Goodness, we are able to perceive goodness. We're not blind. We have the ability to discern evil. And I discern evil in George Walker Bush. And Bill Clinton's another case. Obama, just think of the look on their face. Okay, how about this? Think of any member of the Biden government. I don't care who it is, Attorney General, the Health and Human Services, the border, the Transportation Secretary, Butt Giggle. Think of them. They all look evil, all of them, starting with Biden himself and George Soros, every one of them. It's on their face. I can't think of, does
you
John Kerry?
You will derail the train. You will poison the people of the Ohio Valley, Indiana, Michigan, down to the Mississippi and down to Louisiana. We will poison millions.
Yeah, I would never want to be in a dark room with John Kerry and or his son.
Yeah.
or his
skull and bones.
Yeah. And John Kerry's descendants are now in tight with Hunter Biden, and is that coming undone? So the you know, and Joe Biden said of Hunter, he actually said this: Hunter is the most intelligent person I've ever met.
Well, I'm sure he is. Okay. I'm sure he is. Just you know, just look at the results. I mean, you know, it's cremation of care. What the hell?
Yeah.
Let the country burn.
Well, now here's some good news to share with the whole audience. This is Tuesday. Tomorrow, Wednesday, the Conservative Political Action Conference starts at National Harbor, the hotel there, and it'll come to me in a moment. About 10,000 right-wingers will be there. Donald Trump will be one of them. And so guaranteed he is going to drop just a tremendous speech on all of us at the Conservative Political Action Conference. And he's probably preparing it now. Will Ron DeSantis be there? You know, the intrigue grows. Will Ron DeSantis be there? If he is there, will they cross paths? Will the DeSantis supporters, are there any? Has anybody seen a DeSantis supporter? You know, I actually saw, the first time I saw a truck with a DeSantis bumper sticker, or a car maybe. I couldn't believe it. I wondered, is this a joke or what? So this is coming up, the Conservative Political Action Conference. It's going to be just a hoot for Donald Trump. And so get ready for that. That's 10,000 people. That's a big one. There are still, I think there are silver, maybe gold tickets available for, I think, $9,000 each. And you probably will be able to, like, be in the same room maybe with somebody you know, have a chance to chat with, you know, some really great person like Jim Jordan or something. Anyway.
Will he be wearing his shirt or will he have a suit coat?
Yeah.
He always wears the white shirt.
I'm joking. No, Jim Jordan, you know, he likes to wear the rolled up dress shirt.
Working man.
Yeah, he's a working man, and he is. He really is. You know his past, don't you?
Not quite.
He was a national champion wrestler. He was at Iowa. Yeah, he was a wrestler at Iowa. I think it was Iowa. I'm not sure. Could have been Ohio. But he was a national champion wrestler, and he was only beaten once. And you can see the mark of that championship wrestling in his ears. Both of his ears are, you know, pretty deformed. And that happens to championship wrestlers because of all those headlocks, really tight headlocks. Your ear is very plastic, folks. And it stretches out and it turns into a kind of a funny-looking thing. And you look at Jim Jordan's ears. They're kind of funny-looking. But those are his badges of honor from being a national champion wrestler. And that's part of his background. But he's one of the good ones. He'll be there at CPAC. And I was reading when we went off the air last time. I was trying to get through the list of 115 speakers that I counted, and I didn't even get. I got halfway down. There's some really good ones. I forget the ones I failed to mention to you folks, but Mike Pence is not one of them. And I'm wondering. I didn't see. Yeah, I nice didn't see guy. Ron DeSantis. Yeah, the sanctimonious.
Sanctimonious doesn't have the stature. I don't think he'll be there if Trump's there because, well, then he'd have to face, he'd have to face the music maybe, right?
Well, he might have a crowd. And this is something that, you know, all politicians, you know, have to dread. What if I stand up in front of a crowd and they boo me? How do you recover from that? You know, would you tell them to shut up? And so,
well, you just do an old hickory. What's that guy's name? Old Hickory. He would just start fist fighting. The name escapes me, but you know, the War of 1812. You know,
Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson. He'd fight right there on the spot. What the heck?
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, it'll be good fun. Whether he shows or doesn't show, it'll be good, clean fun. And we'll cover it on this show so that, like, we have Wednesday program. That'll be tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. And I haven't seen where Trump is in the schedule. I think it's Friday night. Yeah, it's the big show on Friday. But we'll cover it right here. And right now we've got the music descending on us, James. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're back, folks. And we've just got one last segment here, and James is with us on the phone in Vancouver. And I'll tell you what, we may have hit a record here, so I didn't once refer to Donald Trump's truthsocial.com. So I'm not going to spoil my record. If you look on truthsocial.com tonight, folks, the president is just ripping it up with post after post after post. They're fantastic posts. He's got one I'm looking at right now where Brian Kilmeade at the ridiculously Rupert Murdoch's anti-Trump Fox News, Brian Kilmeade's doing a, you know, man on the street going around a diner in Florida. And he's asking people who they're for, and he's looking for a DeSantis supporter. He can't find one, the whole joint. He's really embarrassed. He finally found one person, and she's not so sure. So the many great posts by the president, he's got a new poll that he posts, that he links to, rather. He didn't do it. His lead on Ron DeSantis has grown. It's now 55% to 25%, more than double DeSantis's vote. So he's pulling away. He makes fun of DeSantis, the sanctimonious. He says this, let me find it. I'll have to do it from memory if I can't find it quickly for you. It's so brutal the way he takes after people who deserve it. He says this about Ron DeSantis. He says, so now we have Jeb Bush, we have Rhino Paul Ryan, and Marxist George Soros all supporting Ron DeSantis. Does that tell you anything? I mean, Jeb, Ryan, and Soros? It's a trifecta. It's the kiss of death. And so what's DeSantis thinking?
Did someone say DeSanctimonious was involved in some hanky-panky? Did I hear that right?
Well, yeah, I've seen stuff like that, too. Yeah, at a younger age, yeah, he was involved with some underage girls.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but the that'll all come out. Yeah, but but Donald Trump then makes some substantive comments about DeSantis. But you got to see it yourself, folks. James and I did not have enough time to go over this cavalcade of posts by Donald Trump. And there's a reason
that's
that
a
I'm
3-hour show.
Yeah, it is. You can't keep up. You can't keep up with the Orange Man. He's just burning up the pens, burning up the keyboard on his posting. And it's a delight. He's an incredible newsman. If you just do nothing but read Donald Trump's posts, you have a pretty good summary of the day's events and what's going on in the world. So how he does it, you know, it's amazing. And that's why I lean on it here on the show. I'm constantly going to truthsocial.com. I think I hear the music again. The angels are playing their harps. You hear the angels, James?
I'm going back to your place tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Making it C-130.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night. We might have a little bit from CPAC, so tune in to find out. See you then. So long.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.